Howdy, how's it going?
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Tara, I got a quick shot of your avatar before you went to camera. It's a pretty got a pretty fierce picture there.
It one of the tiger ones? I forgot
Yeah,
what's on there. It's probably the Russo tiger. I don't know why I went all in on that theme at this point. Sorry, I'm trying to fix my headphones. I don't know what's going on.
I have a photo of my cat that I sometimes use in place of my own photo when I'm feeling that way.
It's a classic. I saw someone's dog before we all turned our cameras on.
I mean my cat photo, she's looking very judgmentally, as she tends to do.
Understandable.
Both
It's
of my
funny how
dogs
it's
are
like in some
much better
cases.
looking than I am.
I'm sorry, what was that, Laura?
Oh, I said both my dogs are much better looking than I am.
I'm certain that is not true.
Well, I think all dogs
According
look
to the
better than all
dogs,
humans, so.
don't you think your dogs are like the most perfect human in the whole world is Laura Daniels? Like, I feel like that's probably what your dogs think. So probably what all of our pets think, except for mine, who is in the other room eating paper right now. Sorry. Oh, in real time this
What kind
morning.
of pet do you have?
What kind of pet do I have? I have a cat.
Yeah. Oh, the cat
I
that
just have
eats
a vicious
paper.
tortie.
I see.
She's probably going to make an appearance in this meeting because now she's biting me. Why is this not working? Hold on.
Mom, pay attention to me, Mom. Mom.
I'm pretty sure that if she could somehow merge with her people, she would. That would be her preferred state of existence. She's got some attachment issues, but she came with them. I didn't cause them, I swear. all right. So, last time we met, we talked about our plan to get search standards documentation into Folio itself. We had three things that we need to do. We're hopefully going to talk about the first of those today. We tried to discuss this a little bit on Slack. Didn't kind of work out the way I'd hoped, because it was just us talking, but next time, more asynchronous people will join. But let's go through sort of our housekeeping stuff first. So the first thing on here, of course, is our meetings for the rest of the year. I did just want to let people know that I'm going to go ahead and cancel November 17th and the 26th. On the 17th, I'm away, and on the 26th, it's the day before Thanksgiving in the US, and I'm just going to assume no one's going to come. So we'll cancel those. And then later on in the year, we're going to cancel the 24th and 29th because, again, there won't be anyone around, most likely. We do not have any upcoming topics, so it'll just be more of this project unless someone has something specific they want to discuss. Or I guess if the furlough ever ends, maybe we'll get the Library of Congress to come visit us, but we shall see. That's what's coming up on the calendar. Again, please let me know if you have something specific that you would like to discuss. And then the other thing that I put on here is I signed this SIG up for Product Council SIG updates. I have no idea what I'm going to say for those updates. So if you have some thoughts, I would love to hear them. I think I'm supposed to just update people on the activities of the SIG and our top five priorities. And those haven't really changed, so that should be fine. Yeah, all right. We can just talk about those things. So those are all the announcements that I have. Anyone have anything else before we talk about search and standards documentation? No? Sounds good. Okay. Our three things that we need to do are agree on the list of behaviors we want to document, reach out to the Stripes team, and present to the POs for feedback. So in Slack, we had started discussing what's on the list here. So again, we don't need to know how every single field in Folio works. We just are looking for the categories, and generally what we want in the category. So this is what I saw in Slack. Does anyone have any final thoughts? Anything we want to strike? Anything we want to add?
I understand the distinction between keyword all and keyword, but I, at the same time, even though I understand it, I find it confusing. And I think other people would also. So I'm one, maybe it's just a matter of coming up with different labels for those.
Yeah, so I looked if there's any other way to say keyword search as opposed to phrase search in the English language, and the answer I came up with was no. But I would love to hear options because I agree that is very confusing. Kristen.
Maybe instead of saying keyword slash all search, you should say something like field searched in keyword or keyword field searched, just instead of so that, I mean, you'd still be using keyword twice, but then you would be indicating like I feel like that's, unless I'm misunderstanding this, but I feel like that's the important thing here is like what's getting searched is the first one. And then the second one is about how it searches. Am I like right? Is that sort of the line you're trying to draw there?
Yeah, well, so it was a point that Owen made in Slack that like we're trying to do two different things there. And speaking of the keyword all search, like which fields it searches, in some cases it's not even identified as keyword slash all or whatever label. It's just like the main search on there. So maybe like default search, like what fields are being
Yes.
included in default search?
I like default.
I do
Default
too.
search.
I like default.
Vivian?
Well, I just like went through a moment of understanding while you guys were talking as to what exactly the distinction was here, but I would say one could say in keyword all search or default search fields, and then in keyword search behavior, actually maybe put those in parens after the bolded portion so that folks who are reading the documentation understand that in the first one, we're talking about which fields are being searched, in which fields are being included in a keyword search, and in the second point, how the keyword search works.
Okay.
Default search fields, yeah, that looks great. I get that.
Okay. And then I feel like there's a lot of librarians here. The alternative to phrase searching, we would all naturally say keyword search, right? Okay. That's what it seemed like from the internet. Okay, so it seems like we're happy with these two. Anything else on here jump out?
I'm just thinking that essentially what we're looking at is like the keyword search and the phrase search are the two different types of search. You know, you're either searching a keyword through some various like fields. It's the default search for most places, and a phrase search it's just sort of like it's almost I'm unwilling to say that it is, but it is like an opposite. It's a very different thing. And that, if we have like keyword search, it's just sort of like any words you throw together in a salad, you throw in the ingredients and the salad comes back in the search results.
Is there any, I can't think of one. Is there any like search currently where the default is a phrase search? Like if you include a space, it's treated as a literal space? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think to that end, I'm just going to go ahead and talk instead of
No, go for
being
it.
called on. I mean, for me, a keyword search, if I type in Duke of Earl, what I'm expecting to receive is anything with the word Duke and anything with the word Earl. And if it's really bad, anything with the word of. Hopefully those are being excluded. I think they are. Phrase
We're
search
not
would.
really sure about that.
Whereas a phrase search would be the three words Duke of Earl in that order, where all three are present. I initially raised my hand about phrase searching because I feel that my opinion is becoming a little controversial in terms of the what I was put on the in the Slack communication. As far as things like multiple white spaces or, escape characters or things like that. But phrase searching for me does imply that it's not just those three words all present in that order, but if I type in a double space in between two of the words, I'm going to get a return of a record that has a double space in between those two words. And I know that's not necessarily an assumption that I can make with regards to Folio, but this would be one of those situations, like I mentioned in Slack, about how, sometimes I am looking for specifically for data that has an incorrect number of spaces between two words because I know that that data, or I believe that data, is in the records. And so would that happen in phrase searching? Should that happen in phrase searching? Does that happen in phrase search? I don't think it does, but I think it should.
I think it should, and I'd be surprised if it doesn't, because phrase searching is, I thought, literally character by character, the exact thing that you've put into this box. Kristen?
Yeah, I guess I can't, I don't know. It seems like this would be if you have a, if you're phrase searching like Jim space space Smith. Like, that's going to be a really inefficient way to try to find accidental double spaces, right? What you're really looking for, if you're trying to do a data cleanup project, is just where do two spaces appear side by side? And is doing a UI search the appropriate tool for that? You know, because I'm just thinking, like, I don't know, maybe there are cases where you really would want to have like two spaces. So I don't know what Folio does with if you put in a phrase and you put in two spaces, because I haven't really ever tried. It seems like it would mostly happen maybe by accident. So maybe you've got some use cases, and I'd be interested to hear more about that too.
Well, my response to that is that I've had this conversation with other groups in the community, and the answer always seems to be, well, you can use the API to, you can use an API call for that. And the thing is that, I mean, I'm representing 62 plus libraries, some of whom, for some of whom, API calls are beyond their ability to do. Now, I mean, I guess that's where my job comes in, but I'm a big fan of, including as much data retrieval accessibility as possible in the UI for those of my members who are not going to go and learn how to do API calls.
So I think that we can kind of set aside whether or not that's a valid use case and like focus on what you would expect to happen if you were doing a phrase search. Because like just from my experience as a library user, I would expect the double space to be returned. I would expect an asterisk to be returned. I would expect any character that I typed in to be returned exactly, including like special characters. Is that not everyone's expectation?
What about case?
I would expect it to be case sensitive too. Like,
My expectation is a certain amount of normalization.
really?
And
Okay.
actually, what the, for better or for worse, that is what currently the exact phrase in advanced search for inventory is doing. I just did an experiment where I added an added title that had double spaces. and searched it both as an exact phrase, both with and without the double spaces, and both times it came up. And that is my expectation, at least for something like inventory for the UI search. And then my expectation is that there are robust reporting tools where we can identify data we don't want, like the double spaces. Because there is a need for that, but I agree with Kristen that that's not what I expect in the UI for search. I expect that in reporting.
Laura, when you say robust reporting tools, are you referring to MetaDB or
Well,
LDAP-like?
MetaDB
Because we.
is one of them. I think Folio needs a lot better reporting because not everybody has access to MetaDB. It's not, as far as I know, considered part of Folio, at least by all vendors. And I know there's a lot that I rely on it heavily for data cleanup. And I think Folio needs to allow that sort of reporting. And I'm not going to say where I think it belongs, like where the reporting should be. Should it be in lists? Should it be in a reporting app? Should it be in an external reporting tool? Probably all of the above.
Okay. The reason
But
I ask is
I
because.
recognize not everyone has MetaDB. I think that's a big problem, but I also recognize that even if everyone had MetaDB, not everyone has staff who are comfortable writing SQL.
Right, exactly. And so the reason I ask is because our consortium uses Panorama, specifically Panorama Essentials, which is what's in our contract. Some sites pay for the full version, but neither version, so far as I know, reports on this kind of data. And it's predominantly statistics, circulation statistics, collection development statistics. It's not a database cleanup tool kind of tool. And so again, you reference SQL. If many of my libraries, if API calls are beyond them, SQL is a completely different universe.
I would think that would be flipped personally. I would assume that SQL's easier than API calls and much less dangerous. Okay, so I will say again, I think that what we're trying to determine here is what the average librarian would think that something called phrase searching does, so that we can make sure that we're capturing things like you thought phrase searching meant this, but actually in Folio's case it means this, right? So there are tons of things that we wish we could do with these searches, but this is really just about the documentation. I agree with you.
It's a description. We're describing what behavior exists, not
Exactly.
describing the behavior we'd like to see.
Even if that behavior is valid, which we are happy to discuss further at another time. Kristen, sorry.
Yeah, I guess just one more thing thinking about this. And I know this discussion was happening a little bit in Slack. Like, what do we want to be documenting in this quick lookup? And I do respect that people may want to use the UI search specifically to perform data cleanup activities. I think it would make like I'm my concern would be that trying to have all that documented in a quick dropdown will not be able to cover all of the variety of ways that people might be able to use the UI for data cleanup, and is going to potentially confound the more typical searching, which is searching to try to find something that, is entered correctly versus something that's entered incorrectly. So I do respect, I think, what you're saying, Vivian, where having a UI availability to do searching to find data problems has a place. But I think that having that be almost separate documentation to run through all the different ways that you could do it makes more sense than having it sort of be in the question mark, like, hey, this is how it works when you're searching. Because I don't know if we'll be able to really cover everything
No,
sufficiently.
I agree 100%. I'm sorry. I guess that's my personal soapbox, and so I got up on it. But no, I agree. We want a concise description of the way the functionality works for this particular piece of development.
Yeah, and I see Laura and Mara are in the chat as well. Like we this does not mean that other documentation cannot exist. Like, you know, and this is also not the only, assuming that we actually managed to move this forward, this is not the only time this will ever be edited. Like if it's something that people are asking about constantly, there's certainly a case to add it later. This is our initial pitch, right? Okay, so are we pretty okay with the fact that phrase search, one way or another, should probably be in here? Can you do it? How? And then I'm gonna make a note. I don't even know how to, like, I am sad and embarrassed that I'm so wrong about how phrase search is supposed to work in a library catalog. But we might need some more eyes to decide what the wording should be so that a librarian can understand it. But we can move on from that for now. Okay, white space. This seems like a no-brainer. This comes up all the time. White space seems like it should be in here. Good. Okay. Wildcards, also one of our many hobby horses. That one also seems important. Case sensitivity. I don't actually, I think that we said last time that this one is needed because everyone has a question about it, even though we can't find any examples in normal folio where this is still a problem. Is that still, yeah. Anchoring truncation. Is that one important? Yeah. Punctuation and diacritics. This one was from the chat. Seems good. And then stop words and escape characters. We brought these back because it sounds like these do exist in Folio, even though I don't know where and don't usually use them. Escape characters, Owen had examples of that in the ERM app. So that one I do think we need. Stop words, I still don't know if that exists, but it must. Okay, so are we happy with this list? This is too long.
I think it's good. I wondered if I think the first two, the keyword and phrase search, they are different to the one below, the other ones like white space, wildcards, and so on. These, I think, keyword and phrase, they are two different search modes, and they can be like different. The other ones are like aspects to these two modes. Maybe because you can have white space behavior can be different in deep keyword and phrase search.
Oh.
Wildcards could be different. Case sensitivity could be different, and also truncation. Maybe in phrase search you do not want to have truncation, whereas in keyword search you usually want to have truncation, and maybe it may only be implemented there and not in the phrase search and so on. So I'm thinking of whether it would be good not to have them as a list, but as a kind of matrix where you have these two modes as like rows and the others as columns or something like this.
That's a really good point. I guess I was thinking of phrase search as being like you put in two quotation marks and it just works. But that does not appear to be the case. So, Maura, go ahead.
Yeah, to sort of follow up, of having a matrix might be more it might be more accurate, but I'm not sure that that would work with sort of that pop-up help button that we're looking at. I'm afraid that if someone is looking at that, they're sort of like they've already got their fingernails into whatever it is they're trying to do. And if they have a question and this matrix comes up, they might be a little put off. And so that might be the thing where like we can have a link I don't know if this is possible, but like if the little pop-up can have a link to the documentation for with the matrix, and then you can say, okay, well, maybe this thing is not working for me, but I can click on this link and maybe that will sort of more fully explicate, because I'm afraid of the little pop-up becoming too large, because that's sort of like when you're in situ and you're already in the middle of doing something. I have discovered that there are very few things that can frustrate a library user more than if you're looking for help to do this one thing, and the information or the help says, well, let's spend 20 minutes telling you all about all of the different possibilities. That's usually when I used to get that kind of like that phone call where they're practically vibrating over the phone with frustration. Yeah, I'm thinking that we can have like the matrix, I think, would be a good thing, but I don't know if it should work, if it should be in the pop-up, and if we could link to it. I think that would be, I mean, it might seem a little kludgy, but it's sort of like, I need to know more. Click on this. I'm thank you, Laura. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, well, I agree it the pop-up should be simple. But I mean I don't know if it makes it more easily to comprehend or to read the pop-up if you have only, I think it was two columns. I mean the aspect and then the description of how it behaves. When you have for each of these things like stop words and punctuation and so on, you may have to say, yeah, well, like white space is working, but only in keyword search and but in phrase search, it's behaving differently. And if you go like this for everything, then you also end up with verbose a pop-up. So. I don't know. It just was an idea that came to me right from my head. So don't say it needs to be perfect.
Definitely, and we're 100% definitely not going to make every single person happy or solve every single use case. My boss told me like about that like 80-20 rule or whatever. The numbers are completely made up, where it's like a really small number of stuff is causing all of the problems, or like 80% of the problems. Like that's what we're aiming for here, right? It's like we're trying to get the big hits, so that we solve the majority of things that people complain about not being able to find in each individual app, right? So if
Yeah,
I suspect.
it also may depend on the exact implementation of the search, because if you do not have something like a phrase search, for example, or if it's a really low featured implementation, then doesn't make sense to describe it that
Yeah,
in
so
details.
that's another one of the questions that I have is, out of the list that's here, I think that the way that this works with keyboard shortcuts is that there are some that are specific to the app and some that are for everyone. I don't think it's always the same, right? So of this list here, like, do we want to say like they all should include these ones and these ones are optional depending on what you do? Or do we want to say like everyone needs to explain how you're doing all of these things every time? Because for some of them, like we're talking about what fields are done for keyword search, for example. So if we look at the user's app, it says it right in the name. So it's like, do they really need to say that again in the documentation? I don't know.
I think we do actually need to say it again because I know inventory spells out what's there and people still have questions. But to your other question, I think there should be at least one that's common to all of them, and that should be the default search behavior. And beyond that, I feel like it should depend on the app and what the users of the app need to know. I guess what I'm saying is we should not require each app to use all of these, only the ones that are pertinent to that app. So if there is an app where nobody would ever even think about case sensitivity, we shouldn't force the PO to include that. I'm making that up. I can't think of
That
another.
might not be the best example.
No, it's not, but
But I could see like I don't know, one of the ones where you can only search like the log ID number. Like you probably don't need to know if it includes punctuation because you literally can't search that. Mara, I saw your hand up. Is it because we were
well, I
picking on
was
users?
well well no, I was I might be misunderstanding what Laura said, but I was sitting here thinking, we're not going to create a new pop-up for each of the apps, are we? Or is that what we're looking at?
So the same way that the keyboard shortcuts is unique to each of these apps, I believe. Like there's none in check-in. That was a bad example. But this one is, I think, a little bit different. No, that one's exactly the same. Some of these I thought had a special one. Maybe this one? Yeah, like add POL, like this one doesn't exist in things that are not orders, for example. So I think that we are creating separate modals for each app, and we're
Inventory is a
asking.
good example of different ones also. There's edit mark record. There are things that are quick mark only. So it's very much
There we
inventory
go.
specific. And yet the ones at the top and at the bottom are the same across all apps.
So I think that model is kind of what we're going for here. Like there are some things that are common across all apps. Like you must include what the heck your default search does. But maybe not, for example, punctuation or diacritics if that's not something that's possible in your app. Although there was the argument made that even if it's not possible, you should know that it's not possible. That's what the See More link is for.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So besides what does default search do? Are there any other ones that we feel like really should be included every single time?
For every kind of search in every app,
Yes.
this list here, the anchoring truncation, the case sensitivity, those might not be things that everybody's going to look at, but I think they would have to be there.
Okay, let's try that and we'll see what response we get. I think that there will be an argument to be made that some of these are just nonsensical for certain apps. But maybe the people who actually built those apps would know that better than we do. So we've got
Now
a list, a pretty good list here.
I'm just thinking we're the cross app sig. We've been looking at this for some time, and I think these are the things that, for the most part, not for every last one, but I think for the most part, these are the things that we all identified in common as things that would be sort of questions and things that we would want to know about searching in each of our apps.
Makes sense to me. All right.
You
Any
know,
last
I'm just
thoughts on this
acknowledging
list?
the work we did. That's all.
It's been quite the river to kayak upstream on this one. I know, and I'm so fixated on the end of the year, like we're all gonna die on December 31st. Like, no, it's fine. That extends a little bit longer. It's fine.
We aren't. Okay.
Okay, all right. So I think we have a pretty good list. So I think we knocked out the first step on here. The second thing was reach out to the Stripes team once we have this information. I'm gonna have to follow up with Owen on that because I have no idea how to do that. And then the third thing is present this to the POs for feedback. So I think for that, we slash I slash maybe Owen needs to post in the PO channel and then find a time on their docket to make that happen. But I think that's everything we need to do for this. Any other thoughts on this little sub project?
Are there any concerns about just mentioning this as an update in the SIG meetings that we are proposing this without sharing the details for people to get overly rabbit holy about?
No, I think that's what we said is like, you know, mentioning it is one thing, going for approval is another. These meetings are open, so anyone who wants to know what we're up to could just watch this recording. Hello, people on the recording. So yeah, I think that I'm sure that mentioning it is fine. What we wanted to get away from was the endless getting it rubber stamped from every single SIG before we can move forward. Sound good? Okay. All right, so that was everything that I wanted to get to today. Does anyone have anything else that they wanted to talk about? No? All good? All right, if we've got nothing else, then I think I will wish everyone a very happy Monday. I will post about what we talked about on Slack and have a great rest of your week, okay?
Excellent.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye, everyone.
you.
Thanks.